Welcome to our one of our newer or newest show called The World of Pets, brought to you by Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting. And I hand over to you, Kurt.
All right, everybody, thank you very much. I am Kurt Roscoff, here to be of service in this pet-centric podcast and working hand-in-hand here with Emily Gulmer as, you know, what we're going to be doing in the beginnings of the show is we're going to do a little bit of what they say in the realm of things on-the-job training. So we're going to do a little razzle-dazzle and kind of get some coordination going with Emily here. We're going to bring out the expertise. So Patty, obviously the founder, creator, and service provider of Patty's Pampered Pet Services. And and there are services there, but Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting. So this is pet sitting, folks. And so we met Patty through the Happy Neighborhood Project. And through a couple of years of budding and developing friendship through H&P, the happiest place in the world for business people, Patty contributed greatly to the Happy Business Networking and really showed to thousands of us around the world her passion for pets and pet sitting and all of these issues of whether it's, you know, hostility over another nation's, you know, wars, battles, and whatever. Patty always shows, you know, what's being done for the animals. And so the love for, you know, our pets and animals around the world, the animal kingdom, which us humans are a part of, don't forget. You know, so we are going to, you know, really dive into, you know, something that sounds simple as pet sitting. You know, I've learned some refining, you know, principles and tips and tricks of the trade and, you know, kind of what Patty does to, you know, win people over that she is the pet sitter of choice for the Phoenix area, Phoenix, Arizona. So a lot of the mantra in this show is who do you know in Arizona and more specifically, who do you know in the Phoenix market there in Arizona? And that's what we want to try to do. And while we're going after those referrals to people you may know in Phoenix, Arizona. We're just going to make our splash in the world of pets and help the interests of pets all around the world. So Emily, there's been some preparation to today's show. There's a list of questions that we're kind of using to shape this dialogue that we're having here between the three of us to really bring out the great stuff that is Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting. So Emily, why don't you go ahead and take one of those questions and let's get the show on the road.
All right. Let's find out a little background about Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting. So Peg, tell us why did you start your pet sitting business?
Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting. Thank you. Thank you, Emily, and thank you, Kurt. Good evening. My name is Patty Ernest. I am owner, manager, etc. of Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting. My agency has been around for over 25 years, and it was started, it's one of the few services I've ever heard of that was started at customer or client request. I have been working for another agency, and one by one, the clients were coming to me saying, Patty, if you don't start your own service, we are not going to continue having you work for us. We are paying her 60% and she is doing absolutely nothing. She's not even picking up the phone to talk with us. You are doing everything. So unless you decide that you are going to start your own service, we are not going to continue having you work with us. Patty's Pampered Pets was named, and that was the original name of it. Patty's Pampered Pets was named because I had so many people saying if they could be reincarnated, they would want to come back as one of Patty's Pampered Pets. The name got changed to Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting here in Phoenix because I was tired of being confused with groomers and so forth. I am a pet sitting agency. Beyond that, I'm not a dog walker per se. I am a pet sitter, and there is a difference. The distinction is a dog walker gets hired to do exactly that. A dog walker gets hired to make sure that the dog goes for a walk, and a pet sitter gets paid for not only making sure that the dog gets in the backyard, but also making sure that the house is looked after as well as the pet. So it is important to draw that distinction. Thank you, Emily.
So Patty, I want to jump in here real quick. You mentioned about, you know, dog walking and so forth. So as, you know, a pet sitting agency, you know, what is your history and experience, and, you know, where is your offer for what animals you are looking to pet sit, and what is your background with all these various type of animals, various pets?
Well, my background started as a result of pet sitting. And when I first started, I couldn't tell you a chihuahua from a hyena. So it came about as a result of learning the different breeds. And I take care of a variety of pets. In fact, one of my taglines is everybody but snakes, Gila monsters, and unruly husbands. So that is my background. And also I have experience in working with people. I have a master's in public administration and a bachelor's in sociology. So I am well-versed in working with various families. And so that is where it started. And my offer is making sure that pets are taken care of to the best of my ability, and I am insured to do so.
Okay, so now I understand why my wife was reassured in having you around. You mentioned that unruly husband thing. So you have these little ancillary benefits, Patty. I'm learning so much all of a sudden. This is good. So I kind of want to back up a little bit. You got into everything you're telling in the story, coming right out to help give context to the pet sitting services. You know, but what did you do before you did this?
I was involved as a social worker. I worked for juvenile probation when I was in school, went into the homes and did home investigations. So under the guise of a one of the most brilliant people who I've ever met in my life, he is gone now, but he was a juvenile probation officer who graduated from Stanford University in 2 years while working in the hospital.
All right, so you've been in this service realm, you know, on pretty much the entire track of your career. Yeah. And, you know, I kind of threw out there, that, you know, just in a little whimsy that humans are a part of the animal kingdom too. So you've been on, you know, you've been over on the humankind side. And so this element of compassion and, you know, and considering the home dynamic and stuff like this. So you're kind of, you know, looking at this from a 360 view. That maybe a lot of pet sitters out there, they just had no reason to even worry about these other things. It's got nothing to do with what you're presenting or offering. But again, you have these unsuspecting values that just come from your life experience, which is so great. So Emily, like back to our prepared program, what's the next question with Patty? Patty, it seems like you're on the hot seat all of a sudden. So here we go, Emily, fire away. What do you got?
So as you take care of pets just in Phoenix, or is it like surrounding areas of beyond Phoenix?
Well, thank you for asking. So the basic area is North Phoenix and the vicinity, within 10 to 15 minutes, because if I'm doing drop-in visits, I certainly don't want to go across town twice a day. However, if I'm doing a sleepover, which I do sleepovers based on 24 hours, I am certainly willing to travel further. And in that situation, I'd be willing to go. And some of the homes I take care of are a half an hour away. But again, that is with the sleepover.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Patty. So again, everybody, you're watching World of Pets, brought to us by Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting. We're here with Patty Ernest, the founder and service provider of Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting. And, you know, this is kind of 2 years in the making, folks, that this is coming to you now. Patty has been so gracious to help serve the other podcasts that Emily and I work on. And, you know, so our comfort in working together has evolved. You know, hey, we should be doing something like World of Pets. You know, we got some other shows like World of Ability, World of Women, World of Nutrition. And so it's a great addition to the World Ability Podcast Network to have World of Pets starting right now. This is the debut show here. And so thank you, Patty, for making it all possible. And this is going to be all work product repurposed for what we do at the Disability Channel, showcasing abilities. And we have Transform You Media Network picking up this show and our friends over at the PAC channel. So there's a lot of interest in what we're doing here. And we are all for sure interested in that Phoenix, Arizona market. So again, this is all about who do you know in Phoenix. And if you're in Phoenix, we definitely want to be talking to you. So Emily, back to the prepared program. What's next? What's your next question?
No, I'm sure you probably would want to just pet sit, like just anybody's pets. So is there like a process that you have to decide if you're actually gonna take care of that person or that person's pet?
Yes, there is. I provide the service in your home. It's not in my home, it's in your home for your comfort, convenience, and peace of mind. So in doing so, I have an hour interview that I ask everybody to participate in. And during the hour, we get to know each other. Sometimes it lasts longer than an hour. I generally take care of the kids, as I call them, the fur babies, within their home. It's rare for me to agree to take care of them if they're going to be wandering off somewhere. And in that case, I have them sign a document saying that I'm not being held responsible. But usually they have a backyard, sometimes walking, but generally a backyard. And they receive the best of care. It is understood that I will be there during the entire time that the parents are gone. If I'm doing a sleepover, I'm there when the parents get back. So the parents don't have to be concerned about, what happens if there's a delayed flight, as there has been lately. I will be there to make sure that, that they get taken care of the entire time. And in fact, I had a couple get back at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was actually in their home when they arrived, because that's what was requested, because we did not know when the flight was getting in. So that's part of it as well.
So Patty, what is it might be a simple thing like two or three or something, but what is the biggest number of pets you serve for one client? What's the most number?
Thank you, Kurt. I've taken care of four or more at a time. I used to have a menagerie, so I'm used to taking care of a variety. And in fact, I don't charge any more for four than I do for one, because I want to make sure that if people want to adopt, that if they need to travel for whatever reason that might be, that they'll know that somebody is going to be taking care of them. So.
And so it sounds like if we reach somebody that's got five or more pets, you're more than happy that, you know, whatever number of pets they have, you're happy to discuss it and come up with something that works for everybody, right?
The more the merrier.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. So Emily, what's your next question?
Um, So, but besides doing the sleepovers, is there like what other kind of services or things do you like provide?
Okay, thank you. I do drop-in visits as well, where if they're close by, well, I will go in and make sure that they have food, water, have a chance to go outside. Generally for puppies or for seniors, you know, they might request that, or kitties, they might request that somebody, you know, stop by. Some of the exotics, ferrets, gerbils, you know, somebody come in and make sure that, you know, they're taken care of once or twice a day. I do that as well.
Yeah, and Patty, with some of the stories you've told us, you've given us the impression that, you know, again, maybe an unsuspecting thing, you know, I found it very interesting. You kind of presented your service to some of your clients, like they almost get a double benefit because they almost have that security of, you know, like a house sitter, you know, mm-hmm. like when you're away, you just like to know that your house is okay. So not only are your pets being taken care of, but you're there to vouch for that their house is okay, because obviously if anything happened while you were at their house, you'd be giving them a friendly message that, you know, there's something they're going to have to deal with, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's one of the things that sets this service apart is my asking questions like, where's the main water valve to your house? And you'd be surprised at how many people do not know. And so it doesn't happen very often. It's happened maybe once or twice in over 25 years. But those times, I'm glad to know where the main water valve is, because I can shut it off so that the water, you know, doesn't continue to leak. But it has happened before. The circuit breakers, especially in Florida, where I had the service for 25 years. I asked, where are the circuit breakers located? Because more than once that I've had to make sure that they're turned off and on. So that's part of the service as well. So you're right. It is a double benefit of not only taking care of the pets and making sure that they're well taken care of, but also taking care of the home and making sure that, you know, people know that there's somebody there who, you know, who will stay and handle emergencies if needed. And I've been known for being there when people show up to shut off the alarm because it's malfunctioned. I've been known for making sure that, you know, if there's a water leak, that I'm there to make sure that it gets taken care of before I leave.
Wow, that is great peace of mind, adding a lot of value for the little bit that you charge. You alluded to a little bit comparatively that you got definite comments in terms of how much you do at a fraction of cost, otherwise experienced in the Phoenix, Arizona marketplace. What else can you tell us in terms of those frugal, you know, shoppers, so to speak, or, you know, the, you know, searchers, people seeking a pet sitter, and they're trying to, you know, do it in a very budgetary, sensitive sense. What have you been finding for those, I don't want to say penny pinchers, but those that just don't want to spend more than they have to, what have you been finding in terms of your price level?
You know, you might not think that, you know, that penny pinching is important, but here's another way of looking at it. I have been known for saving people tens of thousands of dollars because I've been there to shut off a water valve. I've been there to make sure that, you know, that the leak doesn't continue. It's actually happened before. So, yes.
Yep, very good. So so I get the idea. I haven't done the homework myself, but I get the definite idea that if people look around and find options of pet sitting in Phoenix, Arizona area, that there's no doubt that you're price point is very friendly to their pocketbook. It just seems like this is a win-win scenario that, you know, people have a need for this service. And when you look at what the expenses and, you know, kind of, you know, what you're providing to them and what their other options are in the marketplace. It seems like, you know, a choice, you know, worth taking. And, you know, I've been in a similar sense myself. We took a family trip, and at our destination spot in Michigan, you know, we took our dog along, and we needed, you know, it was more of a kenneling service or whatever, you know, place to stay for the dog, which is a little different, but, you know, same appreciation that when you leave your dog with somebody or your pet, and, you know, a younger dog too. So can you speak to that a little bit? There are factors that bear on the age of the pet. So kind of, you know, what's your experience there in terms of people entrusting their little puppy with you versus, you know, a pet that's on in years and it's having its health challenges and discomfort and, you know, not doing so well, and yet you're able to do the extensive care when they need more care? What does that look like?
It is rare for me to see a senior who is not going to make it through the experience. They want the care, they want the attention. So they generally, you know, are doing well when the parents get back. The same with puppies. The puppies need the attention too. It's all about attention for them. So, you know, they receive, at all ages, they receive the best of care. Does that kind of help?
Yep. So again, with your story, we're talking extensive experience you have. It was a while ago you started your pet business. Again, what was the year? How many years ago did you start the Patty's Pampered services that it was first, and then you changed it to pet sitting? How long ago was that?
My agency was originally founded as Patty's Pampered Pets on Valentine's Day, 1985. They get started at client request, and everybody is viewed as part of a big family. That's how it's seen.
Okay, so, wow, 85. So you're...
When the yellow pages were around.
Wow. People were having their fingers do the walk, and I said, oh, Patty's Pampered Pets, you know, okay. And then they called out of the book. Okay. So yeah.
That's like 37 years ago.
What's that, Emily?
37 years ago.
Yeah, we're coming on not too far away from your 40-year milestone. So this is fantastic.
Because she started I was a couple months shy of turning one.
Oh, awesome. I need to clarify something here, folks. Thank you, Emily. I appreciate that. So I took 10 years off in between the agencies because I served as a caregiver. And Kurt, you asked before about, you know, how does this reflect on people also? I had a very sick husband up in Idaho, and I took 10 years off. He was given a 6-month prognosis and lived 8 years. So beyond the prognosis. So I have been known for helping people as well. So that's where the difference comes in with the time, is I was up in Idaho helping him out. Thank you for bringing that up.
You bet. All right, Patty. So kind of walk us through a little bit. You know, people are watching this video, and you know, we're sharing how we got to know you a little bit. They're getting a little snippet, you know, kind of some high points right now from what we learned about you over a couple of years. So they're getting the digest version. But, you know, somebody gets won over here. They give you a call. They email you, whatever it is. You know, kind of what does it look like to go from they learn of you from the World of Pets podcast to you're taking care of their pets? You know, kind of what are their steps in between there to make that happen?
Well, so I get a phone call and we set up a meeting in a agreed upon time. And I go over and we interview for at least an hour. I get to know everything. I ask more questions than anything about, you know, what breed, what dietary habits, what, you know, what food they eat, what medication they might be on, what's their personality, you know, what time do they like to go to sleep? And then I also ask questions like, so do you want the shades open and closed? Do you want your plants taken care of? And if so, can you be very specific? Can you tell me what lights you want left on? Are you expecting any packages? Especially around the holidays, packages are a big deal. I bring them in. Questions like that are standard questions for me, for the interview. And then afterwards, you know, we set the time of when they need the service for. Sometimes I'm there when the parents leave, and sometimes I come in, you know, a little while after, depends on the situation. And I will also add that the first kid that I ever took care of professionally was a hearing guide dog. And there was a fire that broke out across the street from where this guide dog was. And his mom worked many miles away and she could not get back to take care of him. I was there to make sure that he was brought to safety, away from the fire. And that's an example of the kind of thing that I do.
And Patty, as you're talking away there about all that, my mind returned to a conversation you and I were in and a learning experience for me. You know, it's just, you know, really, you know, reiterating the importance of having a professional, because I was in the conversation exposing my ignorance a little bit, because, you know, obviously I'm a show person, I'm very transparent, but, you know, you taught me in what you're doing in the trust element and the safety and security is right there first and foremost, because you gave me the impression, or the way I picture it, it's not maybe what you said, but it's what I pictured, is that you kind of, when you're coming to somebody's house in your service, I would say, I feel like you're showing up as their friend. And when you come to their door, as far as anybody would know, it's a friend of the family. And you told me the reason is this is very important, because you don't want to be the one that lets the, I don't know if this is a good one for the world of pets, but let the cat out of the bag. I don't know why you put a cat in the bag anyway, but but let the cat out of the bag that, you know, apparently they're taking a trip because they're hiring a pet sitter. So you go in there, you just show up as a friend. Nobody knows what's going on. Everything is private, safe, and secure. And it's just between you and them. Right, Patty?
Yes, I can't put signs on my vehicle. I have been requested by clients not to put signs on my vehicle because they don't want to give the impression that it is a pet sitting service. Again, as you're saying, to be there as a friend, a family member, and when I have walked dogs, when I met other people, they'll say, well, what is so-and-so getting back? My stock answer is, I'm sorry, I'm not at liberty to discuss that. And I leave it at that, because it is the worst question that somebody could ask in the middle of the street is, what are they getting back? I don't answer that kind of question. If somebody comes to the door, I don't just open the door. I look out the window and I see who it is and ask them what they need. And if it's like a package or something, I'll tell them just to leave it and I'll pick it up. So it serves as a crime deterrent to know that, you know, I'm not just going to open that door for somebody. So, and a lot of the clients have cameras, which I'm perfectly comfortable with. In fact, I usually wave at them. The only thing I ever ask is, don't put the cameras in the bathroom or the bedroom where I'm sleeping. We're sleeping. Short of that, you know, they have cameras all over the place, some of them, and I'm perfectly comfortable with that as well.
What's the shortest amount of time you've petted for a client, and what's like the longest time? Like maybe an hour one day, or like a week, or like that.
Yes, Emily, perfect. That is exactly right. I have gone in for a half an hour visit at a time, and I have stayed for a week or longer at a time, depending on the situation. A friend of mine in Florida, who started as a client, she was gone for like a month because her dad passed away. Her dad was a doctor, and she wanted to spend time with the family. And I actually made sure that her bills were taken care of while she was gone. Like she would ask me to open them and tell her what was going on with them. And she'd write out the check or whatever, call, whatever it might look like. And I would make sure that her bookkeeping was taken care of as well. So I provide extra services like that at no extra charge.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. A win situation on both ends of the spectrum. You know, what you get for hiring Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting, Phoenix, Arizona. So this show, World of Pets, basically a call out there to see who you know in Phoenix, Arizona. Proposally a great favor to all those introductions that they know about Patty and what she can do for them. And so let's do this. Let's help everybody out around Phoenix, and let's get those pets taken care of. So this is the World of Pets podcast, presented to you by the World Ability Podcast Network, our collaboration with the Disability Channel, and syndicated over to Transform Your Media Network, and picked up by the PAC Channel. So wherever you're watching this, thank you for doing so. And please do go out there and check out the social media and the information for Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting. And so Emily, you want to do the honors, but before you do, Emily, with being with the show here, folks can definitely, things in nature of the show or other interests in introductions with Patty, I definitely am here to help. My phone number 262-372-1754 with the Disability Channel. I can be reached at with the email address of Kurt, K-U-R-T, at thedisabilitychannel.us. If you catch us through the World Ability Podcast, definitely feel free to pose any reference to the show and any of your interests with Patty and those services, and we'll get you everything you need here to follow up after the show. But Emily, take it away. What's other information that we have for our viewers and listeners on how to reach and hire Patty to get the Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting?
You're going on with what Kurt said. If anybody, you can contact me as well, along with Kurt, at 715-303-9835. Or emilygollemer at icloud.com. So Patty, would you like to maybe give maybe a little comment? So your like contact info or whatever, so how to get a hold of you in case somebody is watching this and has questions or wants to hire you or anything along those lines.
Well, thank you, Emily. I do have a 602 number, but the number that I'm most familiar with is a number that I have had for years, and that is the number that is showing on the screen as 321-951-3940. That is the easiest way to either text or call me. And then also, I do have a website. It is Patty's Pampered, P-A-T-T-Y-S, Pampered, P-A-M-P-E-R-E-D.com. And then I also have an email address of Patty's Cat House at gmail.com, P-A-T-T-Y-S, bathouse@gmail.com. So any of those ways you are able to reach out, and I will respond as quickly as I get the message. Thank you.
Any last thoughts you want to say before we end here?
Well, I want to thank both Kurt and you, both of you, for allowing me this opportunity to reach out to the community and let them know about my service.
We're more than we're happy to do so. Right, Kurt?
Absolutely. Like I say, it's a great favor to the values we have to offer across these networks. And a friend in a different industry lawn services, taught me that they have this application for their lawn where they use essential oils and a lot of natural stuff. So it avoids all the toxicity of the chemicals that most all lawn services use, and got into it for the purpose of being good to the family members and the humans in the house. But what they found is that humans are more serious in services when it comes to their pets, that actually became the biggest component to their businesses. Is people with pets at home. So we know this is very serious business in all consideration with our pets. We don't let just anybody do it. And I'll say for sure, Patty is bar none. So with that, we'll conclude on that thought that you can't go wrong with Patty's Pampered Pet Sitting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.